Welcome to Refugee Radio.
Valerie Ngwa from Cameroon, and our first question for you is, why can't you, what makes you stay in the UK?
I can't go back to Cameroon because of the death threats I received from my family members and warrant of arrest waiting for me from the authorities.
Okay, why are they giving you a death threat?
Because of my sexuality.
Okay. Would you be able to explain furthermore, please?
I knew I was gay from about the age of 11, but at that age, I couldn't make sense of what I was feeling and thinking. Suddenly, I couldn't talk to anyone. But when I turned 21, I realized that I can fully practice my sexuality as a gay.
Okay, and what happened when you were 21?
When I was 21, I got in contact with a friend in school. His name was Emmanuel Su. I was fond of looking at him in the eyes with admiration and telling him how cute he was. That was my first contact with a male.
Okay. And then what happened with you and Emmanuel?
Me and Emmanuel were caught on the 14th of February, kissing each other passionately in an uncompleted building. And homosexuality is forbidden in our country, so we were held by the neighbors who called the police, and we got arrested.
So you were 21 or 22?
I got arrested when I was 21.
Okay, and then what happened after they arrest you?
The arrest happened at approximately 1 a.m. by local police forces in our country. When we got arrested, my partner was taken to another police station. I never saw him again. And I was taken to the judicial police station where my photographs and fingerprints were taken. I was unlawfully detained and tortured in an unhabitable detention cell. And where I was locked in had bare cement floor,
yeah,
infested with cockroaches. We had poor ventilation. We used buckets as toilets in the cell I was detaining. And I was locked up in this cell with other hardened criminals. We had no medical care, and I was stripped naked.
How long were you detained at that time?
I was detained for 10 days.
Okay. And then, like, what did they do to you in the prison?
While on detention, I was beaten. Seriously.
Yeah.
I was locked up, barefooted, forced to dance on sharp gravel every morning, singing no to homosexuality. They forced me to do that. I spent days at the police station with constant torture, mocked and denied food and water during this period of detention.
What did they say to you whenever they want to meet you or get you out of the cell? Or?
Each time they want to torture me, they will ask me to come out for coffee. And this is how the police in my country, they call the torture they give to detainees.
Like a coffee, as in real coffee, or is it like a code word?
It's not the coffee that we drink, it's torture.
Okay.
They have their way to code these languages for people not to understand. Each time when they come to the cell, they will ask me to come out for coffee, which is torture that I'm going to receive.
Okay. You mentioned that you were arrested for 10 days, and then how did you get out of the prison?
During this period of torture, I was interrogated and forced to sign documents denouncing my sexuality as a gay. I was told that if I'm ever caught again, I will be killed. I was released on those conditions.
Okay, and after they made you sign those papers, they let you out?
Yes.
Okay, what happened after you got out of the prison?
When I was released, the news had already gone viral, and I was rejected everywhere. Homosexuals in Cameroon keep a very low profile, but once you're exposed, it's not a question of anyone telling you things are going to be bad on your side. Jail sentence for being gay in Cameroon is 5 years, and of recent, I'm told that they have extended the sentences on homosexuals in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was released, my family disowned me. I was constantly harassed each time I walked the street. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't keep it.
Okay. When you said that your family disowned you, does it mean that they didn't let you into the house, they didn't want to know you, or how? What did they say?
Yes, they didn't let me into the house. My father said he does not want to see me in his house.
And then what happened after that? Did you leave, or?
After that, I left Amanda.
Okay. It's the city where you live, where your family live.
The city where my family lives.
Okay, and then where did you move?
I moved to Boya.
Okay. And you get a new life in Boya?
Yes, I went to Boya and started a new life.
Okay. And then, like, what happened? How long did you stay in Boya?
I stayed in Boya for quite some time.
Yeah?
When I left Bamenda, I immediately moved to Boya. I moved to Boya in 2011 because I could not bear the harassment and insecurity in Bamenda.
Yes. And then you get a new life, you get a new job there, or?
Yes, I had a new job in Boya, and I also had a new relationship in Boya.
Okay. So did people find out relationship?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And then, like, what happened after they found out, and how did they find out?
When I went to Boya, I stayed in Boya for some time. Then I met this guy who wanted to keep a relationship with me as well. I was scared but interested. So we kept our relationship in hiding. But in my country, the police have their undercovers that they investigate people, especially those who are gay.
Yeah.
So me and my partner in Boya, we got arrested, and my arrest was on my birthday. Yes, my second arrest happened on my birthday. That was the 9th of March, 2011.
Okay. So they arrest you for the second time?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened when they arrest you?
When they arrest me, they took me to the police station.
Yes.
I was locked up.
Okay. And then did they detain you in the police station or move you someplace else?
They took me straight to the police station, and I was locked up.
Okay. How did they treat you there?
I was tortured. Constantly, every day I was tortured.
What did they do to you?
My torture did not only come from the police forces. My torture also came from the detainees, those who were also in the police cell with me, the other prisoners.
What did they ask you to do?
The other prisoners inside, they wanted me to pay some money. They normally call it Newman tax. And I didn't have no money on with me. So because of that, I was tortured inside. I was raped.
Yeah.
Inside the cell. And I was locked up in a cell made for 20 people, but with about 45 of us in the cell.
Okay. And then what about the officers?
The officers who took me, who detained me.
Yeah.
When I was arrested, I took a taxi from checkpoint in Boyer, going down to UP Junction to meet my partner, as it was my birthday, so we had to celebrate it together. So the taxi was stopped at checkpoint at around 3:15 p.m. And without warning, the police took me out of the taxi, and one of the officers said to me, "You again." When he said that, I recognized him from my previous arrest in Bamenda. And a large number of the residents of Checkpoint came out from hearing the gunshots, and before there could be any riot, I was handcuffed and taken to a black van. That's how they arrested me and took me to the police station. And I was charged with practicing homosexuality. I was pleading for them for my release, but they refused. And they hit me with a gun in my mouth, and I went unconscious. And when I regained consciousness at the police station,
yeah,
they told me that I have been practicing homosexuality and I'm going down for it.
So they threatened you? They threatened
yes.
you? Okay.
And yes. Then? I was being tortured every day. A big cane measuring about 50 centimeters wide and about 1.6 meters long was fixed between two tables made of iron implanted on the ground. I was suspended on this cane with my hands and legs tied. As time passes, the more torture I received from them. I was beaten all over my body within a period of 30 minutes. I was continuously tortured for another 10 days. And after this torture, they usually pour water on the floor and ask me to sleep on it.
Okay. How long did it happen? How long did they detain you for the second time?
The second time they detained me for 10 days.
Okay. And then, like, how did you get out the second time?
The second time, my release came from a human rights defense group in Cameroon. I was discovered by them.
Okay. So they helped you?
They intervened for my release, and eventually they succeeded. But I was told by the police that they would keep a close eye on me. And they made me sign documents that I would not be involved in any homosexual activities. And if any report comes up at the police station, or if I ever get arrested and jailed for homosexual activities, they are going to kill me.
Okay.
I was released on those conditions.
Okay. So after the second release, did you still stay in Boya for a while, or did you move someplace else? And
after my second release, I traveled to UK.
Okay. So you moved to UK after that?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did it happen? Like,
I moved to UK 2012.
Okay.
And when I came to UK, after about 2 months being here, I called my mom and my mom told me that two warrants of arrest have been served in the house for me, and I didn't respond to them, so a warrant was issued for my arrest.
So your mom told you that she doesn't want to be in contact with you and everything, afraid of the authority?
Yes, my mom, when I called her, she told me never to call them again, that I have ruined the family reputation, and I've dirtied the family name. That my mom said to me, she's got five boys, none of them came out to practice homosexuality, she don't know where I came from. My dad said to me that he does not think he's the one who gave birth to me. So my mom told me that a warrant is waiting for me, and that I should not come back to Cameroon.
Okay. So you call your mom, but she didn't want to speak to you. But, I mean, like, it's what happened with your family. Were you still in contact with your friends back home?
I am in contact with a few of my friends and family. None of them want to talk to me.
Okay. But did your friends give you updates about what happened in Cameroon?
Lately, of recent, not about a few months ago, I spoke with my friend again. He said to me that there is a situation going on in Cameroon about a gay guy who was arrested, and he was being questioned by the police to mention the names of those he's been practicing homosexuality with them. And my friend told me that it came out of newspapers and my name was also mentioned. And I asked my friend, can you please get a copy of this newspaper for me, please, if you're serious about what you're saying. Let me just see. And he did. And I saw my name on newspapers again.
Okay, even though you haven't been in the country for how many years now? Four?
Yes.
Okay. So your name is still on their list?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ngwa, I mean, like, I know you've been living in the UK now and you are applying to get asylum and everything, but have you also applied to other countries to get asylum?
No, my stay here in UK in 2013-2014, I registered for the US diversity visa, which eventually I was selected. But to get this visa, I have to attend my interview back in Cameroon. I couldn't go because of the death threat and I face from my family and the authorities in Cameroon. So I couldn't go for this program.
Okay, well, what program is this? Like a green card or?
Yes.
Okay. But they require you to take the interview in Cameroon and you couldn't go back?
It is required to take the interview in Cameroon because I don't have status here in the UK to take that interview. So I had to go and take it in a country that I couldn't go. Because I fear for my life.
Okay. So what's your plan next after this? What's your expectation? Your dream for the future?
I just want to have a life like any other normal person who also is practicing same sex as me. I don't want to have a life of fear, because I'm constantly living a life of fear. I'm depressed. The whole situation on what I'm going through now makes me depressed. I'm constantly having flashbacks on my arrest and the torture I went through in Cameroon. I'm having sleepless nightmares. I don't concentrate. I easily get angry. And so many things are happening to me.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
The only thing that is on my mind is that I will pray that nobody goes through the torture that I went through, and things like this have got to stop, because we are humans and we treated as animals. And I keep praying every day that people who practice who sex relationship as me should be treated equally. We are not evil people, as people look at us, consider us to be. We are normal people. And I'm praying every day that I can have my life, the normal life everyone is living. I can have that life, because I've, from the age of 21 to today, I've not had a normal life.
Okay. Yeah, we hope for the best. Thank you so much for sharing your story.